I was pretty adamant, only maybe throwing a quick hits up here and there because I'm trying to give Chicago a chance to redeem itself, a reprieve, so to speak, an opportunity to create a better image as the largest Midwest city. And they just refused. And the only reason why I decided not to ignore all of the stories that proliferate overnight from what's happening in Chicago is because they decided to shoot at the priest. I couldn't believe it. I said, wait a minute. Is no way in the world of all the things that we could, because I was going to give Chicago a reprieve. I had a whole lot of stories to go over. We got Biden to talk about as far as him trying to limit what they're identifying as asylum seeking here in the United States of America right before the election time so that they can say, oh man, look what Biden did for the border and the migrant crisis and all of that. We got that. We got people to react to. 55-year-olds is getting laid off and now they're falling into depression. We got to go over to Oakland and California because Gavin Newsom absolutely is running that city into the ground. We got a lot to cover. And so I was largely going to let Chicago breathe. And I know how y'all feel about it because y'all keep saying, Anton, why you keep reporting on Chicago? Well, why y'all keep having crime? Why y'all keep not voting? Why y'all keep having trash mayors? Why y'all keep having trash aldermen? Why y'all keep letting people shoot at the priest? But when I seen the priest, I said, wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute. Let me put some Chirac in it. No way in the world y'all going to be shooting at the priest and think that you're going to get away with it and Anton ain't going to bring you to the front of the congregation. Ain't no way that y'all going to be out here shooting at the motherfucking priest and thinking that y'all going to get away with it. In the daytime, that's unacceptable. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications.
Now at 4, a priest dodges bullets after he catches two men trying to steal catalytic converters outside of St. Ignatius College Prep.
CBS 2's Darius Johnson is live near the campus. And Darius, you have new information on this investigation.
Hey there, Marie. I can tell you that there were several cars in this parking lot last night. And sometime this morning, there was a pair that tried to steal catalytic converters. And right now, it's unclear if they got away with anything.
Is it a high price that's going for catalytic converters? Because it's a lot of people stealing catalytic converters over in Chicago. And shooting at people that catch them stealing catalytic converters. Let's continue.
There are two holes in the door.
Yeah, that we can see.
Two bullet holes are left behind after three shots were fired during an attempted theft.
This is not right that something like this could happen in broad daylight. And it's not even a matter of something like this happening. It's a matter of a young person valuing.
Look at the cut. You see the cut right there? They learn more about criminal activity rather than just going to get a job or putting that same amount of effort into doing something conducive and constructive for their lives. If criminals put the level of dedication that they put into criminal activity into actually being productive members, you guys could be scientists. You could have a completely different life.
The converter over a life. That's a problem. And
what
we
up,
have
McCall?
To address this as a city.
What up, Yakar?
Kristen Hartman is the director of communications at St. Ignatius College Prep. She's speaking to us on the behalf of Father Jeremiah Lynch, who is one of 15 priests that reside at this Jesuit residence.
Father Lynch is...
Let me just say this. I know that we like to get distracted a little bit, and I'm only going to get distracted a little bit more. It's a lot of S's on that priests, on Jesuits. It's a lot of S's. I'm trying to ignore it. But it's a whole lot of S's in that shh. It's a whole lot of S's in that shh. Jesuit priest.
He's a rooted member of the community. He works at the Cook County Jail as the chaplain and, you know, does wonderful work for our community.
Just before 6 this morning, police say two men were trying to steal catalytic converters out of this parking lot at Taylor and Morgan Streets. Father Lynch was inside when he heard the noises and came to the door.
He saw somebody under the car. He heard the noise and he said, hey, what are you doing? And one of them, or both of them, I'm not certain of that, pulled a gun and started shooting.
That's crazy.
Shot three times. Bam, bam, bam.
It's unclear if the priest was hit.
He said that he had a little mark on his head. We're not sure if it's the bullet that grazed him, if a piece of wood cut him from the door. We don't know.
What they do know is crime has gotten out of hand, leaving victims and others in this area on edge.
He was certainly shaken. Certainly. All he did was what a lot of us might do. He saw something happening and he said, hey, what's going on?
Which is why police in this district are advising those in the community to call 911 as opposed to trying to be the hero. Police say no one is in custody, nor have they provided a suspect description. We also reached out to the Chicago police.
Hold the messes. He's tripping over the messes, big dog. Let me rewind that a little bit. Say that again.
City, nor have they provided a suspect description. We also reached out to the Chicago Police Department to see if they have any statistics on catalytic converter thefts. They do not. That's the very latest here in University Village. I'm Darius Johnson, CBS 2 News.
Shout out to Darius over there in Chicago, straight from Atlanta, trying to figure out what's going on with these catalytic converters. Y'all better stop shooting at the priest. I know that much. I know that much. You better stop shooting at the chaplain out here in the street. Where's Mugo? Where is Mugo?
And also breaking this morning, a Chicago police recruit is shot in the Lincoln Square neighborhood. The shooting happened on Gunnison Street near Tolman Avenue.
CBS 2's Mugo Odigwe is at the
scene. There she is. Hey, Mugo. What's up, baby? I see you. Mugo, if at any point you want to come on a Millionaire Morning Show and get your stuff off and get your thoughts off, you are always welcome to come on MMS. Shout out to Mugo Odigwe in the streets and the building. I see you, Mugo. They gave you a couple days off for the weekend, baby.
We just got information from police in the last 15 minutes. Mugo, I know it's still an active investigation.
Not Mugo, it's Mugo. Get it right. See you, Mugo.
Yes, it certainly is, but the scene has cleared up a bit.
Neck
since
looking
we first
good.
Got here. I'm going to step out of the way to show you what we do still see, and that is the vehicle that the victims were in when this shooting started. You can see this black car in the middle of the street here on Gunnison with just really, really bad front end damage. But I also want to get you the video that shows you another view
of
what that car looks like here. Again, this is the car the 21-year-old Chicago police recruit was driving. That is the victim in this shooting. Again, that front end damage, very clear for you to see. And then you can also see two bullet holes on the backside of the car. Now, police say the shooting happened just after midnight. The recruit was driving west on Gunnison when his car was struck by gunfire. He was hit in the back before crashing into a parked car. He was taken to the hospital. We're told he is in good condition, so he is expected to be okay. There was someone else in the car with him, a 24-year-old male passenger. We're told that person was not hurt. But again, the scene is still active out here. There were dozens.
Look at Mugo glowing with them police lights in the back of her head. Look at Mugo. I see you, Mugo. All right, baby. Anyways, a police recruit getting shot before you even become a police officer?
Of police cars a few hours ago. That has since cleared out, but with that car still in the middle of the street here on Gunnison, you can see it's blocked off. There's a police car out here right now. The person who was hit in the shooting, a 21-year-old Chicago police recruit, that person taken to the hospital. We're told he is in good condition, but right now Chicago police say they're still investigating and no one has been arrested.
Do anybody ever get arrested over in Chicago? Y'all shooting police recruits. This may even be the beginning of his villain arc story. He may become Bruce Wayne over in Gotham City of Chicago. Does anybody ever get arrested over in Chicago? Or is everybody just walking around doing whatever it is that they want to do? Look, even couples that go out on date night in Chicago, this is all overnight. This is every single day. Every single day. Brandon Johnson keep telling us that there is large gatherings. And I know he going to get on these boys today because they shooting at the archdiocese. They're shooting at the archdiocese today. Brandon.
A husband and wife attacked after going on a date in their Streeterville neighborhood Friday. Just as the sun was going down, the couple found themselves surrounded by teens. They were kicked, stomped on, and punched over and over again.
Everything happened from behind us. First, someone approached him and hit his head, punched him in the head. And he looked back and he looked at me and told me, run. So he wanted to protect me. And as he followed me, he got attacked again, punched in the head again.
Nina is talking about her husband. These are images from the attack that occurred Friday after 8:30 in the evening. Rand and McClurg. Nina didn't want to show her face, but did share these images. You see a chunk of her hair was pulled out. During our interview, her eye was still bruised. Her husband was viciously attacked, too, by a crowd that held him down.
Keep Nina says, off that
this
boy.
Wasn't a robbery, but the teens pepper sprayed her and kicked her in her stomach. She lost the two-week-old fetus growing in her womb. Chicago police arrived on scene and quickly caught a 14-year-old male and a 17-year-old female. Both are charged with one count of misdemeanor battery.
What kind of demons are running around in the cities? Jesus. Kicking chicks in the stomach, beating them up on date night, mollywobbing. They not even trying to rob you. They're just pepper spraying you or beating the brakes off of you. Good God.
They didn't steal anything. They say, like, we own the streets. We own the streets. You can't walk around. I was wearing like a nice dress and heels. Like, I was out on a date with my husband.
We own the streets.
And they dragged my dress on the ground, and they said, like, we own these streets. You can't just walk around prancing in your little dress. And they were saying things that just didn't make any sense to me because they...
You know, Jay-Z has had a verse or some lyrics that I absolutely agreed with. And he was basically saying, and I don't remember it right off the top of my head, but I remember when Jay was saying, basically, y'all banging for blocks that y'all mama don't even own or something to that effect. Like, the whole logic of it is that y'all claiming and banging on streets and representing neighborhoods that y'all don't even own property in. So you telling me out of her mouth that she lost her two-week-old baby that was growing in her stomach. Her and her husband got beat up because they were walking down the streets and they told them that you can't walk down these streets. We own these streets. And y'all keep telling me not to get on Chicago. It's no point to ever hold Chicago accountable. Man, where is these blackity blacks? Where is the big advocates? Where is the Hebrew Israelites? Listen, not just Umar Johnson, not just Black Lives Matters, not just Al Sharpton, not just Ben Crump, huh? I want to see the Hebrew Israelites, all of these people that be mobilizing with their lampshades on and, you know, they jingles, they shingles that's on the bottom of their dresses and their WWE belt that they wear and all of this stuff and they're marching and they're always for the community. Where are these people at? Where are these people at? Where are all the ones that saying that lives matters? Well, Anton, that wasn't a black woman. Okay, well, this is a black woman. How about we go here then? Because there's literally a litany of different stories that we can use to illustrate the example of what's going on over in Chicago and why these streets are being taken over.
We begin tonight at 6 with a CBS 2 exclusive.
Hey,
you may have seen this hours-long SWAT standoff unfold here on CBS 2 this morning. The man at the center of it all on the run after police say he shot a mother and her two children.
That mother now detailing the horror she lived through that night. To CBS 2's Marissa Perlman, we must warn you, this may be hard to hear and see.
That had to be the most terrifying thing that I've ever been through in my life.
We met Antoinette Newsom, where she's been recovering from 7 gunshot wounds.
I woke up to a gun in my face.
She wants you to see what domestic violence did to her and her family. Madison police say this man, the father of 3 of her kids,
usual
shot her
suspect.
While she was sleeping.
You see why I keep telling y'all to cut y'all hair? I don't want y'all to get profiled unnecessarily.
She believes he snuck into her home, hid for hours, and attacked.
My 2 babies was in the bed. And my baby got out and she said, Mommy, please don't die.
She ain't get pistol if she got shot.
She survived physically, but she'll live with this forever.
The 3 bullets in the chest they couldn't take out, so I have to keep that forever.
She won't be able to use her arm properly again.
Yeah, it was a bullet.
She was also shot in the chin and head. Her 12-year-old son, Junior, heard the shots from the next room and tried to help her. He was shot too. Her daughter, 23, sleeping downstairs, was shot and beaten.
To shoot kids, what type of monster are you?
The suspect seen on surveillance running from their home with a gun in his hand. But this morning, almost 2 weeks after this nightmare in Roseland, Lander Coleman was spotted with a gun and engaged in an almost 10-hour standoff with the FBI, SWAT, and police.
It's finally over.
What do you think it took to get there?
You. The power of the media. Chicago police, Madison police, the FBI is what happened. They worked hard. They worked so hard in the little time that they had, and they caught him.
They caught him 2 days after we first showed you Wednesday what happened inside this home. Less than 2 days before the shooting, Newsom was granted an order of protection after what she calls years of domestic abuse. She says she tried to add their kids to that protective order, but a judge denied it, and Coleman was allowed to ask for parenting time.
What would you say to other domestic violence victims, survivors?
Never give up. The system is hard to navigate through. Never give up. Keep pushing. Stay safe. That's all you really can do.
We're told Coleman is recovering at the University of Chicago with minor injuries. Newsom is one of 28,000 people in Cook County who filed for orders of protection in the last year alone. In the newsroom, Marissa Perlman, CBS 2 News.
What does orders of protection ultimately do when a person can still come at you and get at you? And she had a whole lot of kids with this person. Y'all pray for Chicago, man. Pray for Chicago. Let me read.